Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Joined by legend Jay McShann, Michael T. White, and Milt Abel. That was a Kansas City institution on the drums, Mr. Tommy Ruskin, with the 2010 tune A-Train off the album called Warm. And that would be an apt way to define part of Tommy's approach to the drums and life. He left us on the first day of 2015 at the age of 72, but he left so many good memories behind. He ranks as one of the legends to grace the annals of all Kansas City jazz. Born on July 15, 1942 in Kansas City, his decades-long career started when he was a teenager, and he went on to become a staple in the Kansas City scene. Over his career, he gigged with the legendary cats like Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, Clark Terry, Scott Hamilton, and the great Billy Eckstine. You could regularly catch him at the Majestic downtown performing with talented KC pianist and local journeyman Bram Wienans. He had some words to impart on his good friend and longtime bandmate. This is what he had to say to Neon Jazz about Tommy.
Well, first of all, a super swinging drummer. You know, it's just kick-ass all the time. But also, as far as a human being, he was always very supportive of anybody that came through town or that he worked with. Tommy played with some heavy-duty cats in jazz history, but he never felt like it was beneath himself to play with the local cats also. He was just a really nice guy. He made everybody swing. Tommy was the swingingest drummer that I ever worked with, and I've been around a little bit, too. He was generous. He was definitely a very generous person. Kansas City's going to miss him a hell of a whole lot.
In addition to Brahm, another local cat that had a rich history with Tommy was trumpeter and flugelhornist Stanton Kessler. This is what he had to tell us about the great Tommy Ruskin.
You know, Tommy, when you say Kansas City and drums in the same breath, the name that always comes up is Tommy Ruskin. He's been the guy who showed everyone else how to swing, and not just drummers, just players, period, for the last 50 years. You know, everybody looked up to Tommy, not just as a drummer, but as a person. So he's the guy. There's a lot of good drummers in town right now. There's no shortage of talent. It's just that Tommy was from a generation apart. He just had that groove, that unbelievable, compelling groove that everybody else kind of aspired to have. You know, he was the hub. We're all going to miss him a lot.
So on this Hour of Neon Jazz, we celebrate the life of a man that celebrated jazz. Thanks, Tommy Ruskin. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of brilliant jazz drumming, led by a cat on the top of the list, Tommy Ruskin, right here in Kansas City, ready to give you the best of jazz from Kansas City and around this big blue globe of ours. This next track was handpicked and selected by Brahm in honor of his friend Tommy. It's live at the Majestic. Here's the song, Sunny Moon for Two.
Kessler, Kansas City trumpet player, welcoming you to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was Canadian saxophonist Paul John, or P.J. Perry, with the 1993 song Doodle off the album simply called the P.J. Perry Quintet. P.J. is an accomplished jazz cat. He has won one Juno Award for his solo work and one for his work with the Rob McConnell Tenet. The Juno is the Grammy version in Canada. He learned to play the clarinet and piano before becoming a saxophonist in his father's own band. He is well known for having a bop-influenced style of play, and he's very active across Canada as a studio musician, jazz soloist, concert performer, and a recording artist. PJ does get around. And speaking of that old bebop we love around here, this next man was huge in that realm, and he was also in hard bop. This is pianist, composer, and arranger Elmo Hope with the 1956 tune Mo Jr.
out Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
That was jazz alto saxophonist and composer Paul Desmond with the 1969 tune Bossa Antigua.
Mr. Take Five.
Mr. Take Five. He's usually synonymous in the jazz world for the work that he did do with Take Five with Dave Brubeck, and it is a jazz standard. But he's also one of the more popular musicians that come out of what we call the West Coast cool jazz scene.
Mm-hmm.
He is also known for some crazy, legendary, and idiosyncratic wit, which we love around here. He's also known, hold on a second, along with Brubeck, he is also known to gig with cats or he was, I should say.
Timing.
Yes, timing. Timing. Along with Brubeck, he was known to gig with cats like Jerry Mulligan, Jim Hall, and Chet Baker over a very rich and storied career. This next cat is a good friend of Neon Jazz, and he just released a new album in 2014 called The Tree of Life. Here's the talented trumpeter, composer, and producer, Ferez Whitted, with the tune So Wonderful.
This is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and I hope you do too.
Do it. That was Canadian musician and bassist Neil Swainson with his quintet with the 1989 song Port of Spain off his album called The 49th Parallel. Things started out for Neil in Victoria, British Columbia, as he backed up cats like Herb Ellis, Sonny Stitt, and Barney Kessel. From there, he relocated to Toronto, where he has worked since 1977. And since the 80s, he's become a leader in the Canadian jazz playing community, playing with cats like Tommy Flanagan, Slide Hampton, James Moody, Jay McShann, Lee Konitz, and Woody Shaw. He is a busy and very talented cat. We always love having this next cat on the show. At the keys and coming straight for your very soul, here's Sonny Clark on the jazz keys with the 1979 tune, My Conception.
Thank you.
about some more Neon Jazz?
Do it!
Thank you.
That was jazz guitarist and composer Pat Martino with the 2006 song 4-on-6 from the album Remember, a tribute to Wes Montgomery. And it's now that time that we begin drawing the mighty maroon curtain closed on this hour of jazz together.
What a maroon.
I love that color. Here's the talented vocalist, drummer, I think it was velvet too. Here's the talented vocalist, drummer, composer, and arranger, Paul Jost, with the 2014 song, This Nearly Was Mine, off his newest album called Breakthrough. And that it is. It's a great album. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always packing a Hawaiian punch, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Yes, me. Short little with a fruity hat on.
Oh, my God. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. We'd love to know what you think about our show. Request a song. We always spin them. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Singing that paradise once was mine. Once was mine. Didn't fail, 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 fail,
again, that was Paul Jost.
Yeah, you know one of the nasty things about the getting to the end of the show and the clock?
And timing.
Timing.
Neon Jazz.